Polls show that while American Catholics are sharply critical of church leaders, their faith in the central beliefs of Catholicism has not wavered. That raises an interesting question for Father James Martin, a Jesuit priest.
How can one remain Catholic when the church has been revealed as such a flawed institution? For non-Catholics, this may seem a difficult question. For most Catholics, however, it probably isn't. While trust in the hierarchy is an essential part of Catholicism, it is not the central reason that one is a Catholic. One is a Catholic because one believes in God the Father, in Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Spirit. One is Catholic because one believes in the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. And one is Catholic because one believes that God guides the church, even a church made up of sinful human beings. That last point is especially important. The church has long had its share of fools and villains, some of whom have held rather high offices. At the same time, it has offered the world people like Francis of Assisi, Teresa of Avila, Pope John XXIII, and Mother Teresa. The abiding mystery, which Catholics instinctively grasp, is that while the church is a place of love and charity, it is also a place where some have experienced great pain. In the United States, the church shocks us with abusive priests like John Gagan, and it inspires us with saints like the Trappist monk Thomas Merton and the social activist Dorothy Day. It shouldn't be surprising that the Catholic Church is a place of saints and sinners. After all, to lead his followers, Jesus of Nazareth chose, from among all his apostles, Saint Peter, who had abandoned Jesus in his most desperate hour and denied even knowing him. Saint Peter was a sinful man, and also, as tradition would have it, the first pope. For American Catholics, the question today is not one of faith, but one of confidence in the hierarchy. Ironically, many Catholics say that the current crisis will make the church stronger. Sounds a bit too optimistic, doesn't it? But that's an essential part of our faith as well, the belief that out of suffering, God can bring new life. In fact, that particular message is such an important part of our faith that we celebrated it a few weeks ago. That celebration is known as Easter, and the message, of course, is known as the resurrection.
Father James Martin is a Jesuit priest and associate editor at America, a national Catholic magazine.